news, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Satter's on the other side of the glass, just being fabulous. That's all he does over there. So we always appreciate his help and hard work. Back in the studio with us now, Hank Baylor is here. He's a volunteer, very active community leader. We've talked to him about a half a dozen important topics around here lately. And he's back to talk about Thunder on the Hill, the Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps show that comes up each summer now, Saturday, August 20th is the event that's coming up. What's your involvement with this? How'd you get involved?
Good morning, Mark. Yeah, I got involved because I got that thing called Drum Corps in the blood. Of course, that happened in 1962 when my dad came home one day and said, "Hey, Hank, you're going to be in the Keystoners." And he was the, of course, the manager of the Post 71, a commander, and we were trying to build the corps. So I became a Keystoner, and once you spend 1 year and you get it, you've been bit. And since then, of course, the Cavalcade of Champions. Everybody in the world knew about that. It was one of the best events for music in the region for many, many, many years. And it just over the last, maybe since the late 80s, 90s, it kind of just, you know, mellowed out a bit. So Drum Corps changed a bit since in the 60s. Of course, now we have a lot of the junior corps are taking over the venues and having great shows. So I got involved, and when it came around to start kind of getting this thing started again, I wanted to get back involved, and that's how it happened.
Now, do you have a title within the organization, the Thunder on the Hill event?
Yeah, I'm just on the board.
On the board, right. Okay. So, super. All right, we'll put you down as a board member there. And Mike Mertz is back. We met him last year. You can probably see him on some of the high school football fields these days. He helps a lot of young people when it comes to athletic training, making sure that they get ready and do their heat acclimations is where we're at the moment.
This week is heat acclimation, yep.
Okay.
The 15th, we start mandatory practices.
All right, and so that's right around the corner. So, yeah, working with high school athletes around here, athletic training, making sure they get the maximum amount of performance they want to get out of it, but at the same time, no lifelong dilemmas that can emanate if kids are just left to their own devices. So, but he is the president of Thunder on the Hill, and Thunder on the Hill is the Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps show that's coming up on the 20th. So, welcome aboard, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate you coming in. And I thank you for all you're doing. I think there's a big crowd that sort of has the same bug that he described. Yeah, what is this about drum and bugle corps music? It's just music you can really feel if you're watching it.
Well, like Hank, I was a junior corps member. I was a member of the Comancheros, you know, years back. And like Hank said, I guess it's once it's in your blood, it's in your blood. But Drum and Bugle Corps, and don't get me wrong, I have all the respect for high school bands, but these Drum and Bugle Corps is just that, drums and bugles. And it's just different. It's upbeat. It's loud. Precision. The music itself is just so vibrant and expressing just different than band music. It's bugle corps. It's drum and bugle corps. It's just a different.
Well, it gets your heart going, too, when you're listening to this. It's inspiring, patriotic. And
Sure. One of the things that people probably don't know is Drum Corps really started way back in the late 40s after the Second World War was over. People needed to have a common thread in their lives, guys and gals coming back from Europe and Japan. And the legions in VFW started Drum and Bugle Corps, and that's really how it got to get where it was, really. In the late 60s, 70s, 80s. So I think that what it is about Drum Corps, as you said, it's loud, it's good, the music's great. Now, we started a new corps, or actually Keystone Scouts, if no one's heard, has just begun to start. We have, I think, 9 or 10 bugles and a full drum line. And the music, if anyone out there knows, what's the song that we're playing playing right now, the Magnificent Seven. Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 you know, that just to listen to that, anybody can recognize that song, but that's the kind of music that drum corps plays. It's robust. It's just dramatic, and there's so much dynamics the way that the corps puts it together. That's the thing that really draws people to that kind of music.
Is it American?
No, we're wide, right?
Sure, because the Hawthorne Caballeros, which are in our show, is like Spanish-type music. That's why they call themselves the Caballeros. They favor that kind of music.
England really does have quite a following of drum corps. In fact, on world championships, England sends a corps over usually of the top corps in their particular country. Well, say Great Britain. But they're very good. You just don't hear about it because, you know, they probably don't hear about us much. But yeah, and you can follow those international corps through Drum Corps International magazine.
All right, well, tell us all about this event coming up on the 20th. What are the details? Who's going to be there? How do I go?
Well, we're going to have it. We changed our venue spot. We decided to have it indoors at Warrior Run High School Middle School Auditorium. And a couple reasons why. For one thing, the ladies and gentlemen who performed last year on Spyglass, it was very warm, very humid. They were wore out by the time they were done with their show. This is an air-conditioned venue. We also had to rely on Mother Nature to cooperate at Spyglass. We don't have to worry about that this year. We are indoors. The venue is huge. We can seat 1,000 people, and the stage is big. We have we have returning corps and some new ones. Now, certainly the Hawthorne Caballeros, if people know about drum corps, that is a draw. And they've been around since the 50s, and they're just fantastic. But then so is the New York Skyliners, so is Mighty St. Joe. We have Blessed Sacrament, Brig Juice, and the Reading Buccaneers. They are all very, very good. We have an excellent show. I don't know if we could actually have a better lineup.
They're all world-class corps.
Yeah, I'm not too sure we can. And we've also got the Hanover Lancers have already expressed interest to being in it next year. So that's what we got. So your ticket actually can get you in as early as 1 or 2 in the afternoon. You can sit through rehearsal,
right,
and you
so
can watch
them. Go to eventbrite.com. Thunder on the Hill Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps Show tickets. And on Facebook, there is a Thunder on the Hill Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps Show page that you have set up. Mm-hmm. So that is there. This is Saturday, August 20th at 6 p.m. Inside the Warrior Run Middle School Auditorium, seating for 1,000, $20 a ticket. How will that work? They'll march around somewhat on stage or stay seated?
We will have a... it's sectional type bleachers that they stand on, so they'll have most of the time the drum line is in the back. And what we like to have them do is they have a street beat. It's what they call a cadence street beat, and the drum line will take their position on stage first as I introduce them and read their repertoire, and then they will start their cadence street beat, and then the horns will march on. And if they have a guard, the guard will march on as well. If they have silks, they will be in the front of the stage and perform their flag twirling and whatever they do with them. Not many silks, though, come with the alumni corps. Some do. But that's what we do. And then when their show is over, which lasts 20, 25 minutes per corps, then they'll street beat them off. And then we just go through the next thing. We keep it rolling. You know, there's not much. We don't have intermission as much. We keep the corps coming on and off.
Okay, so one marches off one side, and the other one's marching on the other side. So
yep. We have the lineup all set to go, and they'll know when to be ready.
It's about a two-hour show or so, you anticipate?
Yeah, probably five.
Probably, five, maybe a little longer. But I would like to mention that we opened the show with the Keystone Scouts, the Warrior Run High School Band, and the guard from the Watsontown American Legion. And we will be playing the Star-Spangled Banner on stage then that's how we'll get the show started.
All right, so that's how this whole function begins. Yeah, this is an opportunity for folks. It certainly is an American tradition. It may not have started in the USA, but it certainly has become an American tradition. So we just appreciate you doing this. Well, believe it or don't, our time's just about up. But you two have an open mic to talk about this. Anything else you want to mention as it relates to this, Hank?
You saw me getting ready, right? I want to mention the fact that Keystone Scouts is just starting. It is a great opportunity for kids, especially age 15 through 18 in the high school area, to join in and have some fun. Really, it's a great amount of fun, and it's better for the schools as well, because you know the kids will learn more music and become better at it. So it's a win-win for both. But we really need some people to start building this core up.
You want participants to join the brand new Keystone Scouts group that's right. Forming right in our area.
Color guard, horns, drums, you name it, we need them.
We know that there have been some superlative marchers around here who would always travel to the distant locations, York or wherever, Reading or wherever it happens to be, to join in
Absolutely,
and be part of
yeah.
a group. But
yeah.
in this case, you wouldn't have to do that.
That's right.
So that's the Keystone Scouts. Additional comment. What else, Mike? What else is cooking?
Well, you know what? If people out there that are listening, if you'd like Drumming Bugle Corps, we need your support as well. We need people to come to this show, because if we don't have people that show the interest or buy tickets, then we really can't have a show. Go, we got to pay these corps, and we just need support. So that's what we want. We want you people to come and enjoy yourself. Well, we enjoy putting it together. We started doing this in November of 2021 is when we started to prepare for this show. So please come and support us and the Corps and have a blast.
Yeah, you're the only group that started up something during the pandemic, so
right.
But it worked.
Make the Corps make this August 20th date a reality. It's here. Come and enjoy yourselves.
All right, so it's coming up Saturday, August 20th, 6 p.m. inside the Worry Run Middle School Auditorium. Climate controlled, no thunderstorm, no oppressive heat. It's the thermostat set at 74, and you'll be enjoying a great show there. But inspirational, heart pounding. You'll be on your feet a lot of the times. Thunder on the Hill, Alumni Drum and Bugle Corps show that is coming up. Thank you, folks, for putting this together.
Thank
Sounds
you,
like
Mark.
It's going to
yeah,
Thanks, Mark. Time. Mike Mertz is president of the Thunder of the Hill Board, and you can go to Facebook to connect with this. Also, the Central PA visitors site, visitcentralpa.com, has their information as well. Hank Baylor is a board member of Thunder on the Hill.
Make one more comment.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
We are, by the way, sponsored by the Susquehanna Valley Visitors Bureau. A lot of people know that they are helping us put this show together.
Right, yeah, they're a real go-to place around here, so they're a big help. All right, thanks for that add-on.